wind up taking you to school. And if they don't feel like taking you to school that day, or if they haven't already gone to work, that means that you're going to miss a day out of school. So life is full of decisions. Praise God. This is the picture of life. We have to make a decision concerning who we will worship. Amen. You see, some decide early in their life to worship the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. With all their heart, mind, souls, and body, they dedicate themselves to Him. Amen. They decide that they will go to church. They will sing in the choir. They will be ushers on the usher board. They will play music, praise God. They will be used anywhere in God's house for God's business, praise God. They made that decision. But the unfortunate thing is that there are some other folk who decide, praise God, to worship things. Hallelujah. And so they place material things, praise God, on the shelf of their life, praise God, and those things become the things that are important to them, amen, forgetting what Jesus said in Matthew 6:33, praise God, that you seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all of this other stuff will be added unto you, praise God. When we began in our life, praise God, to seek things, praise God, rather than God, it will be the things that will lead us and the things that will take us to our ultimate destination, praise God. But not only that, we still have others who decide to worship self. Amen. Everything evolves around them. Amen. There are three people that's in their life that is just as famous as can be. You know who they are? Me, myself, and I. Amen. Those are the only folk that mean anything in their life. Praise God. And not realizing that when you make something else a God, other than the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, praise God, that ultimately destruction is going to be in your way. So we have to make a decision concerning who we will worship. But another decision that we have to make, praise God, and I'm talking straight to the young folk here today, the real young, praise God, is that we have to face the decision of life, what life's vocation that we are going to encounter in life. What I mean by that, how we are going to earn our living, praise God, what profession we will be, and to what we will dedicate our energy. You see, choosing to become a Christian early and with the uttermost part of our intellect, praise God, we can choose a profession with the guidance and the leadership of the Holy Spirit. And praise God, and when He leads you into a profession, praise God, it's going to be a profession that's going to be solid. It's going to be a profession that's going to be lasting. It's going to be a profession that you are going to be very, very comfortable with and very happy with. And finally, praise God, during our youth, praise God, we must face the opportunity and the responsibility of choosing a mate for life. Amen. Amen. Somebody get quiet on me now. Amen. I'm not preaching yet, y'all. I'm just getting warmed up here. Amen. You see, no other earthly decision, praise God, will affect your human happiness more than your choice of the person who will be your soul mate. Praise God. I'm talking about the one who you are going to marry. And I got to drop this on these young folk, praise God. Amen. Young folk, don't you make that decision based upon the Holy Spirit leading you. Don't you let your hormones, hallelujah. Don't let those hormones make that choice for you. Praise God. Don't let your good looks and your figure eight shape make that decision for you. Praise God. Because I won't go there, y'all. I won't go there. I just won't go there. Praise God. You see, we have to make those decisions as to who is going to be our soul mate for life. You see, not only, praise God, do we need the guidance of our heart and our mind, but we also need the guidance of the Lord, praise God, Jesus Christ, in making this choice. Amen. If you find somebody, praise God, that you have fallen in love with, praise God, you need to go to the Lord and pray about this thing. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 And the Lord, if he put you together, let me tell you something. Praise God. If he put you together, there is nothing in this earth that's going to blow it apart. Some people say, well, you know, when we got married, man, we were singing that song, praise God, midnight in the paradise. And praise God, before long, we were singing that other song that's called Stormy Weather. Me and my gal just can't stay together. But praise God, I'm here to tell you, praise God, that if you pray over that mate, hallelujah, praise God, when those storms come in your life, praise God, he'll smooth it out for you. Amen. I'm not trying to let you know, Deacon Dearborn just talked about the fact that he was married to the same woman for 53 years. Praise God. I can sit here, if he was to get up here and start confessing, praise God, the number of fusses and fights he got in over that 53 year, man, we'll be here for next year. But guess what? Amen. They're still there. Amen. So that's a choice. That was my first point, praise God, that when we start talking about the time to make a choice, praise God, that's a time for decision. But not only is it a time for decision, it's a time of dedication. Amen. That's my second D. You see, you many young people are dedicated to many things. Some are dedicated to athletics. Amen. When they get dedicated to athletics, they focus their entire being, praise God, on becoming a professional, whatever player it is. Amen. At the expense, praise God, of neglecting their education. Amen. Because let me tell you something. Amen. It's all right to pursue being a professional basketball player, football player, baseball player, tennis player, whatever kind of player you want to be. But praise God, more importantly, you ought to execute and get something on the inside of your head bone. Because, baby, let me tell you something. I've seen a lot of professionals, praise God. I'm talking about great college players, praise God, who didn't get drafted. Praise God, I've seen a lot of basketball players who can shoot not only the three-pointer, but praise God, they'll shoot the four-pointer if they ever invent one of those. But praise God, they didn't get anything on the inside of their head. And I'm not saying that people are not blessed with those naturally given talents. But praise God, what I'm saying is this. Everybody who is a great player is not drafted. And praise God, and what happens if you get hurt on the way? Amen. You got to have something that you are going to fall back on. So don't get dedicated, praise God, to just becoming a professional. Praise God. Get an education, young folk. Amen. Something that's going to keep you, praise God, on throughout this world. Not only do they get dedicated, praise God, to athlete, but some of them get dedicated to having a life of fun. Amen. You know, everything is fun. They wanna party all the time. Can I tell you? I'm about to tell on myself. That was an old saying that nobody can party like the party can party, that the party can party can party. Amen. But let me tell you something. That's more to life than partying. Amen. I'm trying to reach some of these young people. Praise God. And I know that you think that once you give your life to Christ, that, oh, well, that means that I got to come in here and sing kumbaya and all that. No. Praise God. But you have to, praise God, give your life to Jesus Christ and not worry about partying all the time. You see, there's something that goes on in parties, praise God, that will lead to destruction. Let me give you a couple examples. You see, illicit drugs and vast amount of alcohol, praise God, illicit sex, those things are only going to destroy your life and not build your life. Every time I think about the prodigal son, you know what comes across my mind? I say, here's a boy that wanted to have some fun. Praise God, he wanted to party. He was tired of taking his daddy's rule, but I want you to be home at a certain time. Praise God. And he said, Father, amen, I want you to give me my stuff, amen, so I can go on out here and live like everybody else. I'm looking at brother so-and-so, and he allow his child to go out and they could party all night long. You know why I don't allow no child of mine that came up in my house were going to party all night long. Never happened. That was a time they had to be in. Praise God. When they were of a certain age, they were high time. They were going to be home at 11 o'clock unless that was something at school that went past 11. Amen. They weren't going to be out all night long. Praise God. Talking about, well, we can at least stay out until 1. No, that was no 1 o'clock in my house. Amen. And I'm here to tell you, praise God, we have to train these children, praise God, as to what we want them to do in life. Praise God. And if we don't do it, let me tell you something, the streets will certainly do it. And you're not going to like the way the streets going to raise your child. Amen. So there's a dedicated to lives of fun. But praise God, there's one other dedication that people love today. Praise God, they dedicated their life to the worship of God. And I like that. Hallelujah. I look around this church. Praise God. And not only this church, there are other churches. Praise God. When I see young people, praise God, who are dedicating their lives to God. Amen. I look at these praise dancers when they get up here. Amen. They get up here. And not that they're just getting up here just dancing. Praise God. I try to tell them, you need to listen to the lyrics of the song that you are dancing to. You need to allow that song to get in the spirit that you have. Amen. And if you allow that spirit to get into your spirit, praise God, and you will be able to dance, amen, and people will give you all the applaud that you deserve, amen. So we find that when we make the right choice, praise God, is a time of decisiveness. It's a time of dedication. But one other D I want to talk about, praise God, that when it comes to time of making the right choice, it becomes a time of desecration. You see, it is a tragic that some young folk have desecrated their lives to the extent that they have almost completely destroyed the possibilities, praise God, for living a full and happy life. Amen. I was listening at the news the other day. Amen. And when I see about 4 or 5, y'all may have heard the same thing. 4 or 5 young folk broke into that place and robbed 2 priests or something like that. Amen. I'm talking about folk that's messing up their whole life. I'm talking about a 10-year-old, praise God, girl that was on the news the other day who took a babysitter's daughter, praise God, who were babysitting and took, praise God, I guess the baby was crying too much. And this 10-year-old girl, praise God, took this little baby and just strangled this baby to death. Praise God. That was on the news Friday. Amen. And have destroyed her life. Amen. Amen. So I'm fine when we start talking about that degradation. Praise God. I look at the young folks today. They got everything pierced that can be pierced. Praise God. They got tattoos everywhere that they can put a tattoo. Amen. Don't you know that you're not supposed to defile this body? Don't you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? Praise God. And you don't shouldn't have your body all tattooed up, all pierced up, all up, whoop.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KAYTKQJO.
Welcome. You are tuned into the Spiritual Warfare broadcast, where we will take you in an in-depth look at the Word of God. Let's tune in as Evangelist Wanda Bell takes you further into the Word of God.
We know, hallelujah, that our program is, we're talking about today, we're talking about Satan. This is one of the topics that we're talking about. We're talking about Satan. today, and we're going to be teaching about the weapons of defense, you know, and our ready position, that we have to be ready for whatever Satan sends against us.